We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Captain Ronaldo. We'll make a quick opening statement, and then we'll take some questions. Everybody good? We all good? Sir?
Hello. So I want to update the media on the Found Boy investigation from yesterday. We have been in contact with the grandparents of the missing child. The grandparents have traveled here from the state of Florida and have been working with our detectives to start putting together the circumstances of how this situation came to be and how the child was found. Subsequent to that, we still do not have any reports of a missing child or any reports from people locally that a child wandered away. Late yesterday evening, our officers responded to a call of a burned out vehicle that had already put itself out in the vicinity of the 100 block of Tonawanda Street. When our officers arrived along with the Buffalo Fire Department, they discovered what appears to be human remains inside of the vehicle. The vehicle was badly, badly damaged from the fire, almost to the point that we cannot tell what type of vehicle it is or the contents of the vehicle. The fire definitely burned extremely long, extremely hot, and extinguished itself, which left little remnants of the vehicle. We've been able to put together that the fire would have occurred around 3 a.m. Sunday going into Monday. So 3 a.m. Monday is when we think this fire would have started. Based on the location of where the vehicle was found, we know that the flames would probably not have been visible from surface streets, but may have been visible from the elevated section of the 198. The location of the vehicle is on the north side of the 198, or possibly from the 190. We're asking any motorist that may have been in and around the vicinity of that Tonawanda Niagara Street corridor, or on the 198 or the 190, who saw flames or possibly smoke, we're asking that they contact our homicide office at 851-4466. It's very important to us to start putting together a timeline of events. I know that there has been a lot of reports in the media about the connection of this vehicle with the parents of the missing children. We will be releasing shortly pictures of the mother, the father, and a friend of the parents to the media. As of right now, this is a missing persons investigation regarding those three individuals. We are asking anyone that's had contact with them to contact our homicide office. We believe that these people may have arrived in Buffalo sometime Sunday, late Sunday night, and we're here and possibly are still in the Buffalo area. We will not know the identities of the people found in the vehicle for quite some time. It is requiring the services of forensic anthropologists to put together exactly what happened, how many may be inside the vehicle, and being the very painstaking process of attempting to identify those people. The child is in good spirits. He is currently in the custody of Child Protective Services. We are working with CPS and the grandmothers to begin the process of reuniting them. I can't stress enough how complicated of an investigation this is. It is going to take quite some time to put all this together, and it's going to take some time for the Erie County Medical Examiner's Office to do the process they need to so that we may positively identify who may or may not be inside of that vehicle. But again, we're stressing to the public that anyone that may have seen flames or smoke around 3 a.m. Monday morning in that vicinity of Tonawanda and Niagara Street, to please call our homicide unit to assist us with putting together this timeline. And again, anybody in and around the Buffalo area or greater Buffalo area that may have had contact with these three individuals that we will be releasing the photos shortly, to please call our homicide unit so we can put this together. That is, in essence, the facts that we know them. I can take a few questions.
Captain, can you connect the fire to
Missy? We cannot positively connect that at this time. We are exploring the possibilities of that. Based on information, we know that the child is not from Buffalo. We know that the child is from the state of Florida, and we know that the parents reside with the child in the state of Florida. So unfortunately, right now, we do not have any definitive answers as to even where the vehicle is from based on the condition of the vehicle when it was found by officers.
How long do you anticipate being at that scene or kind of
as long as it takes. I can't answer that right now. It's a very slow, methodical process for them to do what they have to do there. I believe somebody reported seeing the vehicle in the back of the building. So again, it's not uncommon that a vehicle is found burned out. When officers arrived, they observed what they thought could possibly be a human remain inside of the vehicle, which triggered our homicide unit to respond, and that's where we're at literally right now.
What is that property?
I'm sorry?
It's a warehouse.
What? Yeah, I just believe it's a warehouse property. The vehicle was found at the back side of the building, so again, from the street, you would not have seen the vehicle nor the flames coming from that vehicle.
Is there tenants? There's tenants there. Can you say that there are surveillance cameras? What, if anything?
Well, I'm not going to get into the details of the investigation at this point. We are reviewing some video evidence. We are looking at our safe cam project. Literally, our homicide squad is canvassing for video in and around that area. We are utilizing a number of investigative methods to try and determine exactly where that car was, where it may have traveled prior to this. It's just right now, unfortunately, we don't have a lot more than what I'm releasing right now.
Two or three more if we got it.
With the 3-year-old, how long and what's the process like to be able to release him to this
program? That's a question better suited for Child Protective Services because they have custody, but I would think that it's going to require obviously some type of process to confirm identities and then as well as to make arrangements to release the child.
Any word, I know you probably haven't spoken with your grandmothers, but what reason they were here?
You know, that's all part of our investigation. I wish I could stand here and answer a lot of these questions. We're working through those questions. The family has been beyond cooperative. You know, not only is the family rejoiceful that their 3-year-old has been found, but now they're missing other family members. So, you know, we have to take this step by step. We have to be slow and we have to be sure about what information we put out. And, you know, other than that, anything at this point is speculation.
One more, if we have it. One more.
Well, it's extremely unusual. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Thankfully, you know, our officers are highly trained how to deal with these things. We are fortunate in Erie County to have a great medical examiner's office that has anthropologists on staff to be able to help us reconstruct that crime scene and attempt to identify these people. Our homicide detectives have been in touch all morning and working with the Erie County DA's office. But again, this is a very, very complicated case with no clear answers. So. Yes, if anybody would have saw smoke or flame, or once we released the photos, may have had any type of interaction or even seen any of the three people whose photos we will be releasing, to again, please contact our homicide office. As I say time and time again, no piece of information is too small or too insignificant. Usually it's that one oddball piece of information that helps us put together big pieces in terms of a time frame and a fact pattern.
Captain Rinaldo, can we just give the homicide number one more time because it is different than the confidential tip call?
Correct. It is 716-851-4466. And to any members of the public that may have information who may not be comfortable calling our homicide unit, you can also call or text our confidential tip line at 716-847-2255.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We will provide, would you have...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.